Sechtes Baba Kama Daf Yud Ches, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara will now bring a brisa. And before we start our Gemara, let's just point out that we discussed the Machlekes bin Negia Tzarius, which was a case where instead of an animal damaging an item with its body, it damages through its power and through its koyach. And for example, Bederach Yiluchai, an animal kicks a rock, and that rock now travels and hits a kli and damages the kli. And we saw that although it should be a case of regal and it should be chayim nezek shalim, however, based on halacha min Shmi Sinai, we stated that although it's a case of regal, it still is only chayim chatzin nezek. And we also saw that Simchas argues and he holds even by tzarius, the din is that the owner would pay nezek shalim, and there is no halacha min Shmi Sinai that tells us you'd pay chatzin nezek. And keep in mind that although we did not discuss this concept yet, however, the Gemara today will have a shaila if chatzin nezek tzarius pays migufay, as lemaisa, since you're paying chatzin nezek, therefore you'd also pay migufay, and you'd only pay up to the value of the mazik and of the animal that damaged, and you would not pay min aliyah, and you would not pay even more than the animal's value. Or do we say that although you pay chatzin nezek, but lemaisa it's a tal de regel, and therefore you'd pay min aliyah, and you pay even more than the value of the shor that damaged? In addition, we will see a shayla that although we said b'negei tzarius that you pay chatzin nezek, maybe that is only prior to warning the owner. However, if you warn the owner multiple times, and this animal then continues to damage things by kicking rocks into things, and even though shalei b'miskavin, and even though it's b'derech yiluchai, maybe at that point you'd be chayiv nezek shalim, even by tzarius. And our Gemara begins Tanur Rabbanan, and we bring a brisa, and really the brisa is not teaching us a major chiddush at this point, but as we will see in a moment, Rava will ask a shayla, and the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph will use this brisa to try to bring a raya to one of the tzaddim of Rava shayla. And the brisa teaches us Tana Goylim Shayim Mechatim Bechevel Dli, if there were chickens that were pecking on a rope that was holding onto a bucket, v'nifsek achevel, and now the rope tore, and v'nishbad li, and now the bucket broke, then mishalmin nezek shalom, the owner of the chicken would have to pay nezek shalom, and the Gemara will explain that the owner will have to pay nezek shalom, both for the rope as well as for the bucket. And we will clarify pshat in this brisa when we speak about it on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. In addition, the seif of this brisa actually continues and says, nitas memenu sheva v'nafal kli achar, that let's say after this bucket broke, a shard of this bucket flew off and it breaks another kli, and v'shavra, so al rishim mishalom nezek shalom, so then the owner of the chicken has to pay nezek shalom for the first kli, v'al achar mishalom chatzin nezek, but for the second kli, you have to pay chatzin nezek. And once again, we will clarify this when we learn this brisa on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And our Gemara continues, by Rava asked the following shayla, darsa kli, v'leishav rasai, if an animal stepped on a kli and did not break the kli, v'nisgalgal l'mokam achav v'nishbar, and instead the kli rolled to another spot, and then based on the force of the animal, it broke at that point. Mao, what is the din? Basa mikaraz lina v'gufahu, do we say that l'maisa, since the animal stepped on this actual kli, and this is what caused the kli to eventually break, so therefore we look at it as if it's broke at this point, and it's k'gufay dami, and it's considered as if the animal itself broke the kli, and therefore you chayv nezek sholim, and it's not a case of tzarius. Or dilma basa tavim manas lina v'tzarius nenu, or do we say, look at the end result, and at the point that the kli broke, the animal had no connection to the kli any longer, and it only broke based on the power of the animal, and that caused it to fly into another wall, for example, and that caused it to break, so maybe this would also be considered tzarius, and therefore you'd only be chayv chatzin nezek. And the Gemara continues, tif shalei midi rabba, that why don't we say that it could be pashut the shayla of Rava from Rabba Shita, is the Amar Rabba, because Rabba stated, zar kli mereisha gag, if Reuven throws a kli off the top of the rooftop, certainly at the point that Reuven threw this kli off of his rooftop, it would have broken, uba achav v'shavar b'makal, and prior to this kli hitting the ground, Shimon came and broke the kli with a stick. Pato, the din is that Shimon is pato, damrin alei, mana tfira tava, because Shimon tells Reuven, or tells the owner of this kli, that I broke a kli that was already broken, because Reuven already threw it off of the rooftop, and it would have broke in any case. And some are gurus over here, instead of damrin alei, but my time, what is the reason? And the reason is because mana tfira tava. And Rashi explains, pata mishabroi, that Shimon is pata, the chayiv azarik, and Reuven is chayiv. And according to Rashi, the case is where Reuven, who threw the kli off of the rooftop, did not own the kli. However, Ayin, the Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that the one who threw the kli off the rooftop actually was the owner of the kli, and therefore when the Brisa states that Ipata, it's only referring to Shimon, as certainly Reuven has no eschivus over here because he was the owner of the kli. Well, the Maisa Zok Rashi that Alma Basame Karaz Linan. So we see from this case of Rabba, that once we know that the kli would break, therefore we look at it at the original point and we say it was considered broken in that moment, and therefore it's broken through the goof of the person and not through its koyach. V'hoyel v'seifel yishava, as Rashi says, and since the end result is that it will break, l'chshiyanuach, at the point that it lands on the ground, k'misha shrover hu dami, it's considered as if Reuven himself broke the kli, and Shimon had nothing to do with this, and the same would apply b'negei Rava's case. case, and l'chayr it should be pashut that once the animal steps on this kli and now has the ability to roll away and hit into a wall and the force will break the kli, it should be considered as if it broke at this moment, and therefore it's considered like the guf of the animal broke the kli, and therefore it's not a case of tzeiris, and the mazir should be chayiv nezek sholeim. And the Gemara responds, l'rabbi pshitalei l'rabbi mibaylei, that in chanami, although according to Rabbah it was pashut that basam ikar is leinan, however, although Rava is the Talmud of Rabbah, he still had a shayla. If we say basam ikar is leinan, or do we say basa tava mana is leinan, and it's considered tzeiris? And I entice it to the Banan Amid who states zarek kli mirishagag nira dim zarek even a chetz ala kli, that if Reuven throws a stone or an arrow at a kli uba acha v'kodim v'shavrei, and then Shimon comes and he breaks the kli, the pshita d'chayiv that even Rabbah would agree that Shimon will be chayiv v'lo shayach kan mana tfir tava. In this case, we wouldn't use the svara mana tfir tava. The izlina nami hacha basa meikara le mishkachas b'tzuris chatzi nezek, as if we would go in this case basa meikara and we would say it's mana tfir tava, then we would never find a case where a mazik should be chayiv chatzi nezek by tzuris, because l'chayiv the moment that the animal causes the stone to fly out, at that point it's considered like he was mazik the kli, and therefore would be considered be a dayim and wouldn't be considered a case of kaychay at all. By the fact that there's a din but the gay tzuris that yichayev chetzin nezek, therefore it must be that there's a difference between if someone actually takes a stone and throws at a kli, or someone throws the kli itself. And Taisa says v'svar pshuti l'chalik bin zerik evan l'zerik kli atzmai, that there is a svar that's very pashut in order to be mechalik and to differentiate between someone throwing a stone at a kli and someone throwing the actual kli. And Taisa doesn't explain exactly what it means. And ayin b'achreinim, and also ayin the second Taisa's from the Baron Amid, where Taisa says basmi karz linon, and Taisa points out that Rava doesn't try to bring a riot to Shaila from our Mishnah that stated darsal kli v'shavrasai v'nafal kli v'shavrai dal rishi mishalom nezek shalom v'alachar mishalom chatzit nezek. And it's mashman, the only reason why you chayiv on the first kli is because you broke it at that point. The mashman is galgal makom achav v'dish b'shom chayiv, and it'll be mashman if it would roll to another place and it'll break over there, then you'd only be chayiv chatzit nezek and not nezek shalom even on the first kli. Lek l'medak, you can't bring a raya the adi rabba because pumfaket midemaflik b'rishi l'sheni, since our Mishnah states on the first kli chayiv nezek shalom, on the second kli chayiv chatzit nezek v'loimaflik b'rishi gufei ik l'medak ipcha. And l'chayr, if you're going to say there's a chil between if it actually broke at that spot or if it rolled and broke in another spot, then l'chayr the Mishnah should have given one case and said that the chilik in the first kli itself, that if it actually broke at that moment, then you'd be chayiv nezek shalom, and if it rolled and then broke at a later point, then you'd be chayiv chatzit nezek. And therefore, from a Mishnah, you can't bring a raya to either side of Rava. And the Gemara continues and will try to bring a raya from a Braisa to the Shaila of Rava. And the Gemara starts, Tashma, I'll bring a raya from a Braisa. And the Braisa brings a machlekes. Hidus in a mood, v'yesh imim hareza mood. And Rashi explains, Hidus is rakitis hatanagaylam, is referring to the jumping and dancing of a tanagaylam, or the skipping of tanagaylam. And the Braisa brings a machlekes if it's considered a mood or if it's not considered a mood. The Gemara asks, if the Braisa is talking about a regular case of Hidus, Hidus akadaitach, certainly that is a normal thing for a chicken to do, and therefore certainly it'll be considered a toldav regal, and certainly you'd be chayiv nezek sholim, and therefore how could it be a machlekes el lav hidus v'hidus? So it must be by the fact that it's a machlekes between these two tanaim, and when the Braisa states that it's a case of hidus, it's not referring to a standard case where the chicken is jumping or skipping, but the Braisa is talking about a case where the chicken was skipping, and while it was skipping, it kicked the kli, and it caused the kli to roll, and then hit a wall and break. And the v'hakam biblically in the two mada amrim in this Braisa are actually chiluk in the shayla of Rava. The masav v'basam ikari is leinon. The mada amrim that says harizu muad, hold that you look at the beginning of the hezek, and since the chicken actually touched the kli, therefore it's considered gufai, and therefore you chayiv nezek shalim. Umasav v'basat tav manas leinon. The first mada amrim that said hidus inu muad, he says you look at the time that the kli actually broke, and the time that the kli broke, the chicken was not touching the kli, and therefore the actual hezek happened through the koyach of the tanagol and not through the guf of the tanagol. That's why you hold that inu muad, and you're not chayiv nezek shalim. You only be chayiv chatzi nezek because it's a case of tzurius. And even though, as we originally stated, that even tzurius is considered a case where it's muad mitchilasai, as lemais is a told of regal, and this hezek occurred derech hiluchai, and it was in kavanasa lehezek. However, we refer to this as inu muad because lemais you're only going to be chayiv chatzi nezek. And lefi zed, the Gemara wants to say this shayla of Rava is dependent on a machlekes tanoim, and the Gemara answers loy that you can't bring a raya from this brayso. And we continue on daf yud chesim nav because behit the tzurius ube plukted the sumchus rabbanim kamefli, as the case in the brayso is not talking about a scenario where the chicken was jumping and it knocked the kli and the kli broke, but it's talking about a case where the chicken was being merakid, which is normal for the chicken to do, and then the chicken kicked a rock and the rock went and broke a kli, and therefore this is a standard case of tzurius. And the reason why it's a machlekes is because the two tanayim are being chiluk in the exact machlekes of sumchus rabbanim. Rabbanan, and the first man that omed in the brayse that states he does ein mu'ud holds like Rabbanan and holds that the halacha mishum Sinai that he only chayev chetzi nezek by tzurius, and the second man that omed that stated v'yesh oimim harayze mu'ud holds like sumchas that there is no halacha mishum Sinai but the gay tzurius and you pay nezek shalim. And the gemara continues tashma, let's bring a raya to the shayla of Rava from the brayse that we brought at the beginning of the sugya. And the brayse stated hanagayim shayim mechatam bechavadli if there were chickens that were pecking on the rope that was holding onto a bucket v'nifsek hachevel v'nishbaradli and the rope tore and the bucket also broke, that the din is mishalm nezek shalom, that you pay nezek shalom. And right now the Gemara understands that Reuven will have to pay for his chicken's damage both to the rope as well as to the bucket. We understand why Reuven is chayiv for the rope, because that is a told of shein, and therefore he certainly bit through and ate through this rope and yechayiv nezek shalom. And l'maisa the Gemara is bothered that why would he have to pay nezek shalom for the actual bucket if the tarnagol didn't actually break the dli, and the only reason that the bucket broke is because the rope ripped and now the dli went and fell and broke on the floor. And by the fact that we say yechayiv nezek shalom sheshma mina basa meikaras linan, it must be because we look at the beginning of the start of this hezek, since at that point the chickens were biting on the rope which was attached to the dli, and therefore it was as if they were touching the dli, and that is why we consider it as if the tarnagol with its goof broke the dli, and therefore yechayiv nezek shalom. However, if we would say that basa tovim manas linan, the chayyur, since at the point that the actual kli broke, the tarnagol had no connection to the kli any longer, so the chayyur should be only chayiv chetzi nezek and not nezek shalom. And the gemara responds that it's not raya to rav from this brisa, because tir gemara achevel, that when the brisa states that Reuven is chayiv for the damage that his chickens caused, that is only going on the actual rope itself, and Reuven's chayiv for the damage that his chickens caused the rope, as that is a case of shein because the animal ate through the rope. The gemara now asks, v'achevel mishunahu, how can you say that on the rope you'd be chayiv nezek shalom, but the mice is not normal for a chicken to eat a rope, and it's only normal for chickens to eat food, and therefore l'chayr, since it's a case that it's mishunah, so l'chayr this should be a told of Karen, and you should only be chayiv chetzi nezek, and why would the brisa state they chayiv nezek shalom on the chevel? And the gemara answers, the maris blisha in the chanami, the owner of the chickens, will be chayiv to pay nezek shalom for the rope, and it's not considered a case that's mishunah, because it's talking about a scenario where the rope had some cake on it, or had some batter or some dough on it, and therefore it was normal for the chickens to go and eat the dough off of the rope, and while they were eating, they caused damage to the rope, and the rope broke, and therefore certainly the owner of the chickens will be chayiv nezek shalom for the rope itself. And the gemara continues and asks, v'nishbar dli ktani, that how can you say that the owner of the chickens will only be chayiv on the chevel itself? And the brisa is not discussing the responsibility for the bucket itself, but since the brisa mentions the bucket breaking, therefore it must be the brisa is coming to teach you a din b'degei the bucket, and it's teaching you that you'll be chayiv for the bucket as well. If so, once again, we're back to the original raya to one side of Rava. The lechayr we see that by the fact that you can pay nezek shalom on the bucket itself, that it must be that basa mikar is linan. The gemara answers that it could be that our brisa holds that you go basa manatava is linan, and even so, you're still going to be chayiv nezek shalom, because el sumchasi, because this brisa is going like the shito of sumchas, the amat tzurius nezek shalom mishalim, that holds that even b'degei tzurius you pay nezek shalom. And even if we would say basa tava manas linan, but the maisa that would be no less than tzurius, and according to sumchas, even by tzurius you pay nezek shalom, and that's why it makes sense that you have to pay nezek shalom for the rope as well as for the bucket. And the gemara continues, e sumchas e mesefa, if you're going to tell me this brisa is going like sumchas that holds that by tzurius you pay nezek shalom, so let us see the sefer of this brisa. And we mentioned the sefer of the brisa when we learned the resha on daf yud zayin beis, that nitzas menusheva v'nafal kli achav v'shavra alavish mishalom nezek shalom v'alachru mishalom chatzin nezek, that if after the chicken caused the rope to break, now caused the bucket to break, and then a shard of the original bucket went and flew across the room and broke another kli, so the din is that although on the first bucket you're going to pay nezek shalom as we stated in the resha, but on the second kli you're only going to pay chatzin nezek. And l'chayr, the only reason why we could think that on the second kli you're going to pay chatzin nezek is only based on it being tzurius and being sumchus, and if this price is going according to sumchus, mi isle chatzin nezek, then why would you only be chayiv chatzin nezek on the second kli if l'chayr it's a case of tzurius, and according to sumchus he doesn't have a lachol mishum sinai, and the din is that you should pay nezek shalom v'chitei mishanim le sumchus pay nezek keicha l'keich keichai. And if you're going to say there is a difference between the first kli and the second kli, and as we stated b'negei the first kli that busted tava manas lina, and therefore it's considered a regular case of tzurius and the keich of the tarnagol that caused the damage, and therefore you can be chayiv nezek shalom according to sumchus, but even sumchus agrees to halacha mishum sinai, and he says that although I don't agree in the case where it was the keich of the tarnagol or the keich of a behemah that you can be chayiv chetzi nezek, but I do hold that once you have a secondary keich and this keich keichai, then the halacha mishum sinai tells us that you can be chayiv chetzi nezek and not nezek shalom, and that's why the brisa states that on the second kli that is broken by the first kli you can be chayiv chetzi nezek. Pasek, but the Gemara continues that you can't say that this is Pshat in the Braisa, because Valhoda Boy Rav Ashi is the Shaila of Kaych Kaych Lesukhas, Kaych Dami. Do we say that Kaych Kaych according to Sukhas is exactly like Kaych, and he's still paying Nezek Shalim? Sukhas never holds of the Allah Mish Misinai, and in all cases you're going to pay Nezek Shalim, and even by Kaych Kaych. Rav Ashi had another side, Oy Lav Kaych Dami. Or do we say that Lefi Sukhas, the Allah Mish Misinai does tell us that once you have Kaych Kaych, then you would not be Chayev Nezek Shalim, and you'll only be Chayev Chetzi Nezek? If you're telling me that this price is going according to Sumchus, and Sumchus makes a distinction between Kayach Kaychai and Kaychai, the Lachayr Tifshit Lay, the Lavka Kaychai Dami, so Lachayr should be Pesha from here, that Kayach Kaychai has a different din than Kaychai, and although Benegay Kaychai Sumchus holds your pay Nezuk Shalim, and he doesn't hold the Lachayr Mishmi Sinai, but Benegay Kayach Kaychai, he does hold the Lachayr Mishmi Sinai, and he does hold your pay only Chetzi Nezek, and by the fact that Rav Ashi doesn't bring this Raya, so it must be that Rav Ashi doesn't hold that this price is going like Sumchus, El Lav, therefore the Gemara says, it must be Rabbanan he that this price is going according to Rabbanan. And if we say that when we have a kli that flies out from the chicken, that busa tava manas linon, that we look at the time that the actual kli breaks, vitzerius in, when that's a case of tzerius, so l'chayr the din should be they should be chayiv chatzi nezek. And by the fact that Bryce says you pay nezek shalim, so it must be that we hold like the first side of Rava, and we hold that since the chicken had some connection to the kli at the original time when he started the hezek, so therefore it's considered like the goof of the chicken damaged this kli, and that's why you chayiv Nezek Shalim. And it makes sense why in the Sefer the Braisa, where a shard of the broken first kli went and flew into another kli and broke a second kli, that over there going to be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek, and that's Pasha, because over there it certainly is a case of Tzurius, and certainly only based on the Koyach of the Tanagol, and therefore certainly you're going to be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek. And as the Gemara says, Bishmar Minah, and L'chur, we should be able to be Peshit Rav Shaila, that Basa Meikara is leaned on. And the Gemara continues, Omer Rabbi Babaya, Rabbi Babaya explained that you can't bring Raya from this Braisa to either side of Rava, because the Kazal Minay, the case was not the Tanagol chewed through the Chevel. That caused the bucket to fall down, and now the bucket broke, but it wasn't touching the Tanagol at the time that it broke. But the case was where the Tanagol was actually standing on the bucket the entire time, and after it chewed through the rope, and now the bucket was detached from the rope, the chicken was still standing on the bucket, and it actually caused the bucket to fall down. And while the Tanagol was still touching the bucket broke, and therefore certainly it's a case of Gufai and not a case of Kaychai. And therefore you can't bring a riot from this Braisa to either side of Rava. Before we continue, let's see the top Taisis of the Amid on Yud Ches Ibn Alav. And Taisis says, V'chev Meshunahu, and he says as follows, Bishlemi Ad Likai, if we're going to say that the Chiv over here was only on the bucket, so Ikalukba B'chev Agura, then we could say that the rope was actually a very Shvach rope, V'yoshen, and was old, U'baloi, and it was worn out, the Orche Huli Pasik B'chatitu Moates, Shemachat Limsis Hamayim Shemachevel, and therefore it would be very simple for this rope to break when the chicken is sucking out some of the water that's in this rope. And that is why originally the Gemara didn't have the Shaila that Chevel is Mishunahu and it's not considered a Tol Dov Shen. However, Taisus explains Abba Hashad the Koya Chevel, but now the Gemara wants to say that the Chiv of Nezek Shalim is Dafka on the Chevel and not on the bucket at all. Al Koch Ayer Bechevel Chazak, the Sheikh Beitashlim, so must be talking that it was a strong rope, because otherwise it wouldn't be a Shar Puta and the owner of the Tanagal would not have to pay anything because it didn't cause any damage. And therefore, the Gemara asks that since it's a very thick rope, it doesn't make sense that the chicken should be eating through this rope, and why would you be chayiv nezek shalim as l'chayr is not a tal of shein, and instead it's mishuna and it should be a tal of karen. And Taisus then continues, inami, or you could say iad likai, originally when we thought that the chayiv was only for the dli and for the bucket, so mitzin l'farish nifsak, when it says that it broke off, haynu shehuta kasher, because the chicken was playing around with the rope, so the knot that was holding the bucket onto the rope opened up and became untied, and that's how the bucket fell down. Therefore the Gemara didn't even think that any damage happened to the rope, and therefore certainly the owner of the Tanagol would not have been chayiv to pay any damages to the owner of the rope. The Gemara now continues with another shayla by Rava. Rava asked another shayla, chetzi nezek tzurius meguf mishalim oyim aliyah mishalim, when you pay chetzi nezek for tzurius according to the Rabbanon, do you pay it megufai and you only pay up to the value of the mazik's animal, or would the mazik have to pay the full value of the damage he caused to the nezek, and even if it's more than the value of the mazik's animal? And the Gemara explains the shayla, meguf mishalim d'lo eshka chetzi nezek mishalim aliyah l'maisa, since we have a lachem mishmi Sinai that states the gay is serious, although it's a told of regal, but still you only pay chetzi nezek, and we find that whenever you pay chetzi nezek, you only pay megufai and you don't pay min aliyah. And just like we find by the gay Karen that a town will only pay megufai and will only pay chetzi nezek up to the value of the animal that damaged, so too by the gay serious, the same din would apply. Or do we say maliyah mishalim l'eshkan ka'ochid mishalim megufai, as since the ma'isa, the case of serious, is certainly categorized as a told of regal, as it happens based on derech iluchai, it's in kavanasi lahazik. Therefore, although the halacha mishmin Sinai says that you're only going to pay chatzi nezek, but ultimately you're going to pay chatzi nezek min aliyah, and the masik will have to pay half of the full damage that he caused to the nezek, and even if the value of his animal is less than the value and the less than the amount that he has to pay for his damages. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you right over the brisa we mentioned on Daf Yudzayin Beis. He does einim wood v'yesh im reizim wood. There's a machlokes if when a chicken is jumping and dancing or skipping around, is it considered a mood or is it not considered a mood? And right away, the Gemara says, he does akadaitach, that certainly we can't be talking about a chicken that's just skipping around, as that is certainly normal for a chicken to do. Certainly it wouldn't make sense for the Tanakhama to say that he does einim wood, as certainly you'll be chayim nezik shalim. Therefore, the Gemara says, alav, he does v'hitas, the case of the brisa must have been where this chicken was skipping around and then it kicked tsreiris, and the tsreiris went, it was mazik something. And as we answered at the end of the sugya, which was at the top of Yudches Min Alf, behit tsreiris, that we're talking about a case where the chicken kicked a pebble and the pebble went and broke a kli. Gemara right now thinks that since it's a case of tsreiris, therefore it must be that both manda omrim hold that you only pay chetzi nezek, as they must hold like a rabbanon that begeya tsreiris, that there was a halacha mishum Sinai that tells us that they chayiv chetzi nezek. The machlek is between the Tanakama and the yeshayim is that manda omrim in a mu'ud, the Tanakama who says that it's not considered a case of mu'ud, because of meguf mishalim, he says that you pay chetzi nezek, the mazik only pays megufoi, and he would only have to pay up to the value of the animal that damaged, umand amma mu'ud, kasav maliyah mishalim, and the yeshayim that said that benegir hidus, that's considered mu'ud, of course he holds that you pay chetzi nezek, as it's a case of tsreiris, and he just means that's considered mu'ud, benegir halacha, they pay min aliyah, and you don't only have to pay megufoi, and l'chayr, this would be gufa, the shayla of rava, and would be based on his machlekes between Tanakama and the yeshayim. And the Gemara answers Loi that this is not necessarily the machlekes in this brisa. The Simchas Rabbanon, the machlekes in this brisa is if we hold like Simchas or we hold like Rabbanon. And Tanakama stated he just ain't a mood. He just means to say that in the case where this animal was jumping or dancing and it kicked a rock, and therefore it's going to be chayiv fitzreiris, you're not going to be chayiv nezek shalom. You can only be chatzin nezek based on the halacha mishum Sinai. And then the yeshayim holds like Simchas that even though it's a case of tsreiris, you're still going to be chayiv nezek shalom. When the Tanakama said that you're not a mood and you're going to pay chatzin nezek, we still don't have a pshitas if you're going to pay megufoi or you'll pay min aliyah. The Gemara continues, Tashma, that Rav had a shayla, if benegei chetzi nezek tsreiris, do we say that it's like the case of a tam by Karen and megufa mishalim, or do we say that although you pay chetzi nezek, but it still is a tall dov regal, and therefore you pay min aliyah? The Gemara will now try to bring a raya from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and the Mishnah tells us, Hakel shenotel charara v'holach l'gadosh v'ochel acharara v'hidlikas hagadosh, if a dog went and removed a cookie off of a fire, and when it took the cookie, a part of the coal got stuck to the cookie, and he went to a pile of tefuah, and while he was at the pile of tefuah, he was eating the cookie, and meanwhile the coal went onto the pile of tefuah, and not only did it burn the part that it was sitting on, but the fire went and consumed the rest of the gadish, and it spread to the rest of the pile of tefuah. Mishnah teaches us, al charara mishalom nezek shalom, the owner of the dog would have to pay for the cookie, and he'll have to pay nezek shalom, because the dog was mazik through shane, as it was yishanol zekai, and it was dakal hazik, and therefore certainly on the cookie has to pay nezek shalom, v'al gadish mishalom chetzi nezek, but on the actual pile of tefuah, the owner of the dog will only have to pay chetzi nezek. Before we continue, then let us point out that according to Rabbi Yechonah, it holds that ishim mishum chitziav, therefore when the kelev placed the coal onto the tefuah, so the kelev set in motion that at this point the fire will go and travel to the rest of the pile of tefuah, and therefore on the rest of the pile of tefuah is as if he kicked a stone and the stone went and damaged, and that is based on the koyach of the kelev, and therefore l'chayr is a case of tsreiris, and therefore as the Gemara explains, my timer, so why is it that on the gadish you're going to pay chatzi nezek, la mishum to have a loose tsreiris, it must be based on the svar that we just gave, that's considered as if it's tsreiris, and as we know that according to the chamim, you pay chatzi nezek for tsreiris, and that is why the Mishnah paskins the al gadish mishalim chatzi nezek, l'maisu when paying chatzi nezek v'tani Allah, and we have a brisa that teaches us mishalim chatzi nezek megufoi, they're going to pay the chatzi nezek megufoi and not min aliyah, and therefore l'chayr we have a raya to the side of Rava that when we have a case of chatzi nezek tsreiris, that megufoi mishalim v'loy min aliyah. Once Allah l'mashim Sinai taught us that b'negei koicha you don't pay nezek shalom and you pay chatzi nezek, so Allah l'mashim Sinai also is extended and tells us that now you're to pay chatzi nezek, then you also have a din like a regular tam of Karen, and you're going to pay min gufoi and not min aliyah. And ayin taisis diu maschav al gadish mishalim chatzi nezek, that taisis says that our Gemara right now is going like the shita Rabbi Yechon, that you're going to pay on the rest of the gadish chatzi nezek, and on the actual spot that the kelev placed the gacheles, then you're paying nezek shalom ayin in taisvis. L'maisa our Gemara's raya would not work according to Reish Lakish, that over there learns that the din is that you only pay on the makim of the gacheles, Mitzvahs Chatzin Nezek, and the few Ish Lakish that holds Isha Meshum Emaynai, the owner of the dog would not be Chayev for any damage that happened to the rest of the pile of Tevuah. And the Gemara will now continue and mention a Shita of Rabbi Elazar, but the Gemara doesn't define exactly where the Shita of Rabbi Elazar is found. So let us just point out that although in the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, we stated that the owner of the Kelev would have to pay Chatzin Nezek for the damage that the fire caused to the pile of Tevuah, and as we said, once he pays Chatzin Nezek, he has to pay Migufai. However, the Brisa teaches us that Rabbi Elazar argues in Tana Kama of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Elazar holds that the owner of the Kelev would have to pay Nezek Shalim. And Ayin Rashi that points out, Al-Khir, according to Rabbi Elazar, why would you pay Nezek Shalim if we're talking about a case of Tzurius? And Rashi points out, because it could be that Rabbi Elazar holds like Sumchas that when the Gay of Tzurius you pay Nezek Shalim, but certainly you wouldn't pay Migufai, as according to Rabbi Elazar, there's no Halacha Mishmisinai that changes the din of Tzurius to be anything less than Gufai, and therefore Kaycha and Gufai have the same din, and certainly Lufi Subchas, since you chayiv Nezek Shalim, then certainly you're going to pay him an aliyah and not Migufai. As Rashi points out, that the only time and the only reason why Rava had a question if you pay Chatzin Nezek Tzurius Migufai or an aliyah was only coin to Rabbanan that holds that Tzurius, although it has a din like Regal, but it still has a din that you pay Chatzin Nezek. And the question is, do you say that since it pays Chatzin Nezek, therefore you only pay Migufai? What do we say that since Tzurius, according to Rabbanan, is really a Tolda of Regal or potentially a Tolda of Shane, although you're going to pay Chatzin Nezek, but you can still pay him in aliyah and not Migufai. Based on this Akdama, the Gemara now says, V'tizbara, and I'll ask you a Shagla, Rabbi Elazar, Nezek Shalom, Migufai, Mi'eshkan. L'maisa, the Brisa tells us that even according to Rabbi Elazar, you're going to pay Nezek Shalom, Migufai, and L'chir, it doesn't make sense. You should pay Migufai, and as Rashi stated, Aval Liba de Subchas, because even Rabbi Elazar holds like Subchas, and therefore he doesn't hold the Lacham Mishmisinai, but the Gea Sawyers, and you pay Nezek Shalom, but according to Subchas, Pshit Leila Rabba, the Malia Mishalim, the Halachal Mila Kamud Mashvilhu, because according to Subchas, standard case of Sirius is considered a regular case of a mood, and therefore you're going to pay him an aliyah and not Migufai. And therefore, the point of the Gemara is by the fact that the Brisa states, or Rabbi Elazar holds you pay Nezek Shalom and you pay Migufai, it must be there's a different reason why you're paying Migufai, and it's not necessarily based on the din that Lefira Tana Kama, that since he's paying Chatzin Nezek by Tzurius, so you also only pay Migufai and not min aliyah. And the Gemara therefore explains, El Kagoyim, the Shoni Bahar B'Gacheles, that it must be talking about a case where the dog didn't simply just take the cookie and had the coal attached to the cookie, and therefore it caused damage to the pile of wheat. In that case, it would be considered Orchei, and therefore would be a standard case of Tzurius. And why would Rabbi Elazar say you pay Migufai and not min aliyah? And instead, the case was where the dog actually took the actual gachelas in its mouth, and certainly that's something which is unusual. And since it was a case where it was unusual, therefore, although you're going to pay Nezek Shalim as B'negei Tzurius, you pay Nezek Shalim, but L'maisa, since it was something which was unusual, therefore it has a din of a Tolda of Karen, and you're going to be chayiv to pay only Migufai, not min aliyah. And of course, the Tana Kama is talking about the same scenario, and since it's Mishunah, therefore, in a chenami, you're going to pay Chatzin Nezek, because according to Tana Kama, he holds like the Rabbanan that by the Gay of Tzurius, you pay Chatzin Nezek. However, possibly in a normal case of Tzurius, then the Rabbanan would say you would pay min aliyah, as although you pay Chatzin Nezek, but if it would be a case of Urchei, therefore, you would pay min aliyah. However, now that we said that this Bryce is talking about a case where the Kelev took this Gachelis in an unusual manner, therefore, the Rabbanan hold that you pay Chatzin Nezek because it's a case of Tzurius, but you still pay Migufai because it's not a case of Orchei. This is a case of Tzurius of a Tolda of Karen, and therefore you pay Chatzin Nezek and you pay Migufai and not min aliyah. And of course, keep in mind that L'chari, if this is a case of Tzurius of Karen, then how could Rabbi Elazar say you be Chayiv Nezek Shalim Migufai if L'chari Rabbi Elazar should say that you Chayiv Chatzin Nezek Migufai? And the Gemara now responds, Rabbi Elazar Savla Karb Tafin, and the reason why Rabbi Elazar says you pay Nezek Shalim, even though it's a case of Karen, because it's a case where it was Mishunah, is because he holds like the Shita Rab Tafin, the Mishunah Karen Bechatzah Nizik, that is Mishalim Mishalim, as we learned beforehand, that according to Rab Tafin, if the animal of a Mazik trespasses into the Chatzah of Nizik and damages even using a Karen and even face a Tam, he would still pay Nezek Shalim. That is why Rabbi Elazar holds that number one, you pay Nezek Shalim, because over here we're talking about a scenario where the Kelev took this coal in a Derech Mishunah into the Rishusah of Nizik, and even though it was a Derech Mishunah, he'd still pay Nezek Shalim. But since L'maisa, the Kelev is a Tam, and this is a Tolda of Karen, therefore you pay Migufai and not min aliyah, and according to the Tana Kama, you only pay Chatzin Nezek, as they hold like the Rabbanan that are Chalik and Rab Tafin, and they hold that even if an animal goes into the Rishus of the Nezek and trespasses, and if the animal is a Tam and damages with Karen, then you can be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek. And L'maisa, at the very least, it's a case of Tzurius of Karen, and that's why you pay Chatzin Nezek, and L'maisa, you're still going to pay only Migufai and not min aliyah. Therefore, from this Machlik is between the Tana Kama and the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Beis and Rabbi Rabbi Elazar, you can't bring raya to either side of Rava, and we can't bring raya what the din would be, but again, it's serious, where the damage happened through regal, if the mazik would only be chayiv migufay, or would it be chayiv even minaliyah. The Gemara continues, v'loyi, that's not necessarily true, that you have to say the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanava Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis is based on a case of serious, where it was a case of Mishnah, and really could be a regular case of serious or regal, and my time looks more corrupt often, and when we said that the case of the Kelev that took the Gecheles is discussing the case where the Kelev did this in a Mishnah Dikun fashion, and therefore it was a told of Karen, and therefore we had a question that according to Rabbi Elazar, why should be Chayiv Nezek Shalim? As the Gemara says, Mishum Nezek Shalim, because Rabbi Elazar said Yechayiv Nezek Shalim, therefore we had to say Rabbi Elazar holds Rabbi Tafin that Mishnah Karen Bechatz Nezek that Nezek Shalim Mishalim. So you don't have any proof that that is actually the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanna Kamma, as it's possible that they're really being chaylik in a regular case where the Kelev did this in a normal fashion and he took the cookie and he placed the cookie with the Gecheles on the pile of Tvua of Shimon. And the reason why Rabbi Elazar holds that Yechayiv Nezek Shalim, because Rabbi Elazar suffered in Sumchas, Rabbi Elazar holds like Sumchas to Amat Tzurius Nezek Shalim Mishalim, that although it's a case of Tzurius, you're still going to pay Nezek Shalim. If so, you would bother the Dalachir if he holds like Sumchas. So where do we find that in the case of Nezek Shalim, that you'll actually pay Migufoy and not Menaliyah? And Lemaisa, the Brisa states that even according to Rabbi Elazar, you're going to pay Nezek Shalim Menaliyah. And the Gemara answers, Vesavalok Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Elazar holds like the Sheet Rabbi Yehuda, the Oma, who will teach us on Daf Memheon Beis, that Sad Thomas, but Makoymai Medes, according to way Rabbi Adab Bahava explains the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Memheon Beis, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechadish to us, just like we know that when an animal damages through Karen and it's a Tam, they pay Chetzi Nezek and he only pays Migufay and he doesn't pay him in Aliyah, and therefore, even after a Tam becomes a Muad and now it Shtaises multiple times and the owner was already warned, even after the animal becomes a Muad and yet again goes and Shtaises using Karen, although certainly the owner will be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, but the original din of Thomas is B'Makaymei Medes, Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the first 50% of this Hezek, it would only be Migufa Mishalim, and it's only on the second 50% of the Hezek, which is the additional Chetzi Nezek, that you pay Menaliyah, but not on the entire Hezek. Therefore, our Gemara wants to say that it's possible Rabbi Elazar holds like Sobchus, and he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, although this Kelev damaged with the coal in a normal manner, and therefore it was not a Toldah of Karen, even though it's a case of Tzurius, Rabbi Elazar holds like Sumchus, that even by the Gei Tzurius, you pay Nezek Shalim, and Lemaisa we question that if you're paying Nezek Shalim, then L'chair, why do you pay Migufay? And the Teretz is that in a Chinami, when the Brisa states that even according to Rabbi Elazar, you're paying Migufay, it doesn't mean you're going to pay Migufay on the entire Hezek. But since Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that San Thomas ben Makaymai Medes, therefore on Chetzi Nezek, you're going to pay Migufay, and on the second Chetzi Nezek, you're going to pay Minaliyah, and Mechitani Migufay, and when the Brisa stated that even according to Rabbi Elazar, you're going to pay Migufay, it didn't mean that you're going to pay Migufay on the entire Nezek Shalim, but it meant at Sa Thomas on the Chetzi Nezek that you're going to pay based on Thomas. Now on that, you're going to pay Migufay, but on the rest of the Hezek and the other half of the Chetzi Nezek, you're going to pay Minaliyah. And Lechayr, keep in mind that at this point in the Gemara, that if we're going to learn the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar, that's talking about a regular case where it was not Mishunah, so Lechayr, we're talking about a regular case of Tzuris, and therefore we have a riot to the Tzad of Rava that when you have a din that you pay Chetzi Nezek Tzuris, that you pay Migufay. And the Gemara continues, Omelie Rav Sam and Breed Rabbi Ashi L'Ravina. So Rav Sam and Breed Rabbi Ashi said to Ravina that you can't say this is Pshat in Rabbi Elazar, because Ema D'Shamas L'Rabbi Yehuda B'Tam V'Nasa Mu'ud, the only time that we said Rabbi Yehuda says the concept of Tzad Thomas B'Mekayma Medes is if there was a case of Thomas, and for example, when you had an animal that damaged based on Karen, so originally it was a Tam, and therefore you paid Chetzi Nezek B'Gufay, so even if it damages a third time, and you warned the owner, and now the owner will be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, on the first Chetzi Nezek, he will still have a din that he'll pay Migufay and not Menaliyah. However, the Gemara continues, B'Mu'ud Mitchilasa Mishamitle, that certainly in the case of Rabbi Elazar, we were talking about a standard scenario where it was not Mishnah, and therefore it was a Toldah of Regal or of Shane, and Rabbi Elazar holds like Sumchas that he doesn't hold the Halacha Mishim Sinai, and therefore, even though it's a case of Tzurius, but you pay Nezek Shalim, and certainly since he's going like Rabbi Elazar, so it's impossible that you would actually pay any part Migufay, as there was never a time where this animal was a Tam, but the Gei this Hezek at all, and therefore it wouldn't make sense that Rabbi Elazar would say they pay Nezek Shalim, and on the 50% of the Nezek Shalim, which is the Chetzi Nezek, you would actually pay Migufay, as Lemaisa, the din of Rabbi Yehuda would not apply over here, and you couldn't say that Tzad Tamus ben Mekayimai Medes, as over here there was never a Tzad Tamus, and therefore you can't say that Rabbi Elazar holds both like Sumchas and Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the only way to explain the Shita Rabbi Elazar is that you pay Nezek Shalim, because we're talking about a scenario where you chayev based on Karen, as the Kelev took the Gecheles in a way that was Mishunah, and therefore was a Toldah of Karen, and the question is, why would you pay Nezek Shalim and not Chetzi Nezek? And that's because Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Tafin, that Mashuna Karim Bechatzat Nizik, that Nezik Shalim Mishalim. If so, once again, we don't have a right from this Brisa to the Shaila of Rava, and we continue on Daf Yud Ches and Beis, and the Gemara states, Ella, that it is possible to explain that Rabbi Elazar was talking about a scenario where the Kelev took the Gacheles in a normal fashion, and it wasn't a Tolda of Karen, and it was a Tolda of Regal. Really, you should be Chayiv Chetzi Nezik, because L'maisa, it was a case of Tzurius, and Rabbi Elazar agrees to the Tanakhama and the Chachom, and the Argu and Sukkas, and say that Allah tells us that by the Gei Tzurius, you only pay Chetzi Nezik. And if that's true, that Rabbi Elazar holds like the Tanakhama, and he holds that you pay Chetzi Nezik, so why is it that Rabbi Elazar says, in this case of Tzurius, they pay Nezik Shalim? And the Gemara explains, Elikikam Rabbi Elazar, Nezik Shalim could go in the Yayid, that the case of the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alam Beis, it is in a scenario where this was not the first time that the Kelev grabbed the cookie off of a fire, and there was a Gacheles that was stuck to the cookie, and then he burnt down someone's Gaddish, as Ein Chinami, if it would be the first time, certainly Rabbi Elazar would agree to the Hakama, that this is the standard case of Tzurius, and you'd only be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek. However, over here, they already warned the owner three times, and at this point, that the Kelev does this a fourth time, now the Kelev is considered a Mu'ud L'Gabi Tzurius. As the Gemara says, of Hakamifkli, and this is the basis of the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Tam of the Mishnah, Daf Chafal from Beis, Masav Yesh Hadol Tzurius, Rabbi Elazar holds that there is a concept of warning the owner, but the Gei Tzurius, and once you warn the owner three times, then the fourth time, and although it is a general din that Ben Gei Tzurius is Alachom Mishmisinai, they pay Chetzi Nezek. However, once you warn the owner, and now it's a fourth time, so now this animal becomes a Mu'ud for Tzurius, and therefore you'll be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. And Lemaisa, Rabbi Elazar would also have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, since when this animal would have damaged on the first, second, and third time using this coal, owner would only pay Chetzi Nezek because it was a standard case of Tzurius, and therefore he would only pay Migufai. Therefore, even though at this point the owner was warned multiple times, and now this animal is considered a Mu'ud for Tzurius, and the owner will pay Nezek Shalim, but on the first 50% of the Hezek, he'll only pay Migufai, because Tzad Tam has been Mekoymai Medes, like Rabbi Yehuda taught us, and therefore when the Brisa stated that even according to Rabbi Elazar that says that you're going to pay Nezek Shalim, you're going to pay Migufai, it doesn't mean you pay the full Nezek Shalim Migufai, and you only pay the first 50% of Migufai. And the Gemara continues with Masav and the Tan of the Mishnah, that Chaf Alf and Beis holds in Hadol Tzurius, that there is no such concept of being Miyayid and warning the owner of Benegiyat Tzurius. This makes sense, as since originally, even at the first time that this animal went and did a hezek through Tzurius, the reason why Yechayiv Chetzi Nezek is not because the animal at that point is a Tam, but because there's a Gzeiras HaKasuv that says that even though it's a Tolda of Regel, even though it's normal to be Mazik, you're still only going to be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek based on Halacha Mishum Sinai, and therefore, even if you can Mazik through Tzurius multiple times and after multiple warnings, you're still only going to be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek, and you're never going to be Chayiv Nezek Sholim. And that's why the Tan of the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alef from a base holds that even in the case where the Kelev took the coal and it was after the owner was warned multiple times, that the owner will still only be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek, as L'maisa to standard case of Tzurius, and you're only Chayiv Chetzi Nezek. But L'maisa, the Brisa teaches us that according to the Tanakama, you're going to only pay Migufai, even according to Rabbi Elazar that you pay Nezek Sholim, you're still only going to pay 50% Migufai. So we see that when you have a case of Chetzi Nezek Tzurius, that you do pay Migufai and not Menalia, L'chayu, we should be able to be Peshit, the Shaila of Rava. And the Gemara continues that according to the way that we just were Peshit the Shaila and the way we explained the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanakama, Zalahad Bei Rava, Maisa Rava had another Shaila ben Negei Tzurius, if Yesh Hadol Tzurius or Ein Hadol Tzurius, if we say that it's possible that once you warn an owner three times, then at that point, even by Tzurius, you'd be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, or do we say that even if an owner is warned multiple times, the owner will always only be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek by Tzurius? And L'chayu, based on the way that we just explained the Machlekes between the Tanakama and Daf Chaf Alef and Beis and Rabbi Elazar, so L'chayu, we should be able to be Peshit the Shaila of Rava, either Rabbanon Ein Hadol Tzurius, according to Rabbanon, we see that they hold Ein Hadol Tzurius, and that's why the Rabbanon hold that by the Kelev, even if it's after multiple times, you're only going to be Chetzi Nezek, and either Rabbi Elazar Yesh Hadol Tzurius, and according to Rabbi Elazar holds in that case to pay Nezek Shalim, that's because he holds that once the owner of the Kelev was warned multiple times, then the owner is now even going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalim by the Gei Tzurius. And the Gemara explains, Amlech Harava Kimi Boyli Lididi Alibid Rabbanon De Pligla De Simchas, that even when I had the Shaila, if Yesh Hadol Tzurius or Ein Hadol Tzurius, is certainly only going to be relevant to the Rabbanon Shita that a Chalik on Simchas, and they hold that when you have a situation with the Tzurius, that the Halacha Mishum Sinai tells us that you pay Chetzi Nezek, and regarding the Rabbanon, it's possible to have a Shaila if you say that once you warn the owner three times by the Gei Tzurius, that at that point the owner will now be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. What do we say that's irrelevant if you warn the owner multiple times, as it would still be a Halacha Mishum Sinai that states that by the Gei Tzurius you're going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalim? As Lemaisa, there should be no difference between the first and the fourth time when an animal damages in this manner. Even the first time that the animal damages in this manner, it was derech hiluchai, and it was a tod of regal, and even so, you chayiv chetzi nezek. And the reason why I can't be pashed the shayla from the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbeleza, but negated the case of Kelev, is that Abhacha ben Rabbanim ben Rabbeleza kesimchas virulu, as I hold that the Mishnah on daf mem alpha and beis, and where Rabbeleza argues under Rabbanon in the Braisa, they both hold like sumchas, the amatzurius nezek sholim mishalim, and they both hold that benegayat tzurius, there is no lohal chomish mesinai, and really you should pay nezek sholim. Mechari, at this point, since they hold like sumchas, therefore we understand the svar Rabbeleza that since he holds like sumchas, therefore you have to pay nezek sholim in the case of the kelev with the kol. And the question is actually why, according to Rabbanon, would you pay chatzin nezek if lechari, even by tzurius, you pay nezek sholim? And the Gemara explains, v'tayamai am Rabbanon chatzin nezek, and the reason why the Rabbanon say that in this case, to pay chatzin nezek, the shani v'lo yayin, because it's talking about a case that the kelev was carrying the coal in its mouth, and therefore was doing so in an unusual manner, and therefore it was a told of Karen, and that's why in this case of Tzurius, you would pay chatzin nezek according to Rabbanon. And the case was also where the kelev only did this one time, and it was still a tam, and that's why you pay chatzin nezek. The Gemara is now bothered that l'chira, if we're talking about a case where the animal did this in a mishunadik way, and therefore it's a told of Karen, and that's why you pay chatzin nezek, so why Rabbi Eliezer say that you pay nezek shalim? And the reason why Rabbi Eliezer holds you pay nezek shalim is because he holds a grab tafin that hold mishuna karen b'chatzin nezek that nezek shalim mishalim, and therefore we pluck the rabbanon v'rab tafin that the machlek is between Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer is goof for the machlek is between Tanakam and Rab Tafin, as the Tanakam over here holds like Tanakam that even though you go and do karen in the reshus and nezek, you're only going to pay chatzin nezek, and Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rab Tafin that once your animal goes and performs karen in the reshus and nezek, then he's going to be chayiv nezek shalim. And as we explain on Amud Aleph, although it's true that the machlek is between the rabbanon of the Mishnah and the chafal from Beis and Rabbi Eliezer as to if you're going to pay chatzin nezek or nezek shalim, but everyone agrees that over here it's a case where it was mishunah and therefore it's a told of Karen, and therefore according to Rabbanon and according to Rabbi Eliezer, it makes sense why you're going to pay migufay, and it's not a riot to the shayla of Rava by chatzin nezek tzurius if you're going to pay migufay or you're going to pay menaliyah, as over here we're not talking about a regular case of tzurius and we're talking about a case of tzurius that was mishunah and which was a told of Karen. And since Rava holds that both Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama hold like sumchas, therefore you can't bring a riot from this machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Tanakama if yesh hadolatzurius or in hadolatzurius. And as we already explained, we're talking about a case where the kelev was only a tam to be mazik using this gacheles that was attached to the cookie. And the Gemara now goes back and discusses the din that we mentioned Rav Tafin that he holds a mishuna karen b'chatzah nizik that nezik shalom mishalim, that although if an animal that's a tam goes and shtoises with its karen and does so in Rishus Rabim, that the owner would be chayiv chetzi nezek, as that is the standard din of karen and you would only pay migufay. However, Rav Tafin holds that if an animal that's a tam comes into Rishus of nizik and trespasses and damages in Rishus of nizik using karen, that even though he's a tam, he'd still pay nezek shalim. However, as we just mentioned, that although Rav Tafin states that you'd pay nezek shalim, but you'd still only pay migufay, as this animal is still considered a tam. And the Gemara now asks, Eimad Shamat Le Rav Tafin nezek shalim, the Lechera, according to Rav Tafin, we learned that once the animal goes and shtoises in Rishus of nizik and he trespasses, that although the animal was a tam, the owner will still be chayiv nezek shalim, migufay mishamat le. So Lechera, at this point, since the owner will pay nezek shalim, and it's as if this animal is considered a mu'ud, Lechera, why would you say that Lefi Rav Tafin, you would certainly pay migufay, as Lechera, you should pay min aliyah, as since you pay nezek shalim, so Lechera, it should go hand in hand, and you should also pay min aliyah. And the Gemara answers in that in Chinami, although you pay nezek shalim, you're still going to pay migufay, as Mehechim Maisla, that had Rav Tafin learn that a short tam that is Nogach and Rishus of Nizek, that you pay nezek shalim, is based on the Kavachayma from Karen Birshus Rabim. And if an animal that is a tam and still pays chetzin nezek when it shtoises in Rishus Rabim, therefore we're going to be machber on it that if it trespasses and it goes into the Rishus of Nizek, then you're going to pay nezek shalim. And therefore, Dai Lovim Nadin, Lias Kenidon, that since the only way that we understand that there's actually a chiyav is only from the case of a tam that shtoises in Rishus Rabim, therefore, since a tam in Rishus Rabim only pays migufay, therefore a tam in Rishus and Nizek will also only pay migufay. And the Gemara states, for Rav Tafin, Lesley Dai, we see clearly Rav Tafin doesn't hold the concept of Dai, because Rav Tafin actually learned the Kavachayman and stated that just like a tam in Rishus Rabim pays chetzin nezek, therefore a tam in Rishus Nizek pays nezek shalim. And Lechera, he should say Dai and say that a tam that shtoises in Rishus Nizek should not be better than a tam that shtoises in Rishus Rabim, and he should only be chayiv chetzin nezek. And by the fact Rav Tafin says that a tam that shtoises in Rishus Nizek pays nezek shalim, so we see that Rav Tafin doesn't hold the concept of Dai, and therefore maybe we should say that although a tam that pays chetzin nezek in Rishus Rabim only pays migufay, but maybe once a tam that shtoises in Rishus Nizek pays nezek shalim, he would also pay min aliyah and not migufay. And the Gemara answers, "Ki lasa daya hech lemifel chavachayma hech lemifel chavachayma is ledaya." Now, although it's true that Rav Tarfon doesn't hold of the concept of daya, that is only in a case where it will knock off the chavachayma completely, and you won't have a chavachayma at all. And for example, in our case, where if Rav Tarfon would say the concept of daya, then he would not be able to say that if there's a shor that's mazik with karen and the tam and zirim shusan nizik, then you pay nezik shalim and you only have to pay chatzi nezik, and therefore he wouldn't be able to use the chavachayma at all. However, now that Rav Tarfon at least used the kavachayma in order to teach us that a tam that shtoises an animal in the rishus of the nizik, that is chayiv nezik sholim, and he's not chayiv chetzi nezik. So at this point, we would say dayoy, and we would say that since a tam that shtoises an animal in the rishus of rabim only pays megufay, therefore, even if a tam shtoises an animal in the rishus of nizik, and he's chayiv to pay nezik sholim, he still only pays megufay and not menaliyah, and we will stop over here.